This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Conference calls. Anybody in business knows how frustrating and long and boring they can be. It's tough to keep everybody focused and keep the meeting moving along. That's why I want you to start using GoToMeeting.com for all your conference calls. It's brought to you by Citrix. It's the easiest way to host an online meeting. Everybody simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. GoToMeeting will keep everybody on the same page. All of your conference calls will be more productive and more engaging. It's perfect for sales presentations, training sessions, product demos. With GoToMeeting, hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. That's right, one low flat rate all month. GoToMeeting.com. Try it for a month, 30 days, a month of unlimited online meetings free if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and remember to enter the promo code Colin.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news.
Oh, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the road most of the summer, and today, the first of two straight days in Hastings. Tomorrow we're going to be over at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill getting you ready for the weekend, getting you ready for the College World Series, the U.S. Open underway, and of course more realignment talk when Utah will officially be in the Pac-10. Today we're at Central Community College for the annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star High School football game. It's coming up Saturday. You'll be able to hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. This is the 33rd year, and Doug and Daddy Show pleased to have been here, at least since our existence, to come over and see the coaches, talk with some of the kids, and find out the real story for Saturday's game. And, Daddy, I know it's hard to pull you away from what was going on in World Cup soccer this morning, but thanks for getting back in football mode.
Hey, 4-1. 4-1. I actually saw the end of the South Koreans losing to Argentina, and they got that psycho coach, Madonna. He was all happy, hugging everybody after the game, and he's at a pub right now. I figured $1.70 is what 70% of those people make over there.
In South Africa, you found out that you get $1.70
a day.
Okay.
So I figured to buy a horn of every color, they've got to be like 13 cents a piece. Because I think that, you know, that's all the market will bear.
The vuvuzelas or whatever they're called to make all the bee-sounding noise so that you can afford them, 13 cents a day.
So, and then I saw these crazy Argentinas. They took like two African kids that had all their horns with them because they didn't have horns. So they were all celebrating this morning.
I'm a little sad. I'm a little worried that you researched this more than I would have thought you had. We're glad to have you along with us. The email wide open as always. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Also going on tonight in Hastings, the Tribune Volleyball Classic, where the Lou Platt Conference takes on the all-area team from this past fall from the Hastings Tribune. That's tonight at Hastings College at 7 o'clock. But, Daddy, we're here to find out, is it going to be the West? Is it going to be the East?
Well, you know what? You've got so much talent on both of these squads, and you know what? They'll freely admit that there's some talent missing because of the Shrine Bowl being the same day. The running back that stands out is out of Howells. He is in the Shrine Bowl. Everybody has heard of Clint Bellina. He's with the Shrine Bowl. He's not playing in this game. There's other Howells kids, though. And anytime there's two Howells kids, that gives them a 14-point advantage right away.
And they always play for the East. I'm looking forward to talking to Jim Clarkson from Clarkson on the show today. You talk about keeping it simple. Clarkson from Clarkson. It's like the Axtells from Axtell.
There you go. Or Bertrand's from, well, Kearney. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. But, yeah, if you just fit in, they don't even need to look at your resume and figure, well, he must fit in here. Let's hire him.
Well, let's start things off here, Daddy. We'll talk to one of the Axtell kids. Spencer Fecht is playing for the West All-Stars. And, of course, you can say anything you want about any of these kids because they're all outstanding talents at whatever sport they chose, and most of them multiple sports. And, Spencer, hey, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Nice to be here.
Are you ready to, because Daddy will ask this as the last question, are you ready to predict West victory on Saturday?
I don't think I'm going to predict it. I mean, the East is going to put a good team out there no matter what, but we are looking pretty good. We got some huge guys, so it should be a lot of fun, if nothing else.
Well, Spencer, obviously you came over here, I think, expecting to play quarterback. That's not the case right now.
No, we've got two really good quarterbacks. I'm pretty happy playing receiver and safety. We're just going to have a lot of fun, go out and do what we can do. We got a lot of good athletes.
You sound like you're ready to throw the ball around and be on the receiving end of that. Why not, huh?
Yeah, spread out offense. I mean, something new for me. It's been fun.
Talk about the two guys that are going to be quarterbacking for you, for your team.
It'll be Trevor Wells and the Christensen kid from Myrna. And Christensen's got some foot speed. He's been outrunning some of us. And Wells has got a great arm. I mean, he's got the ball and the money every time running routes. So we've got some pretty good confidence in him.
Have you been hitting? Anybody hit yet this week? Or has it been controlled?
It's been pretty controlled. We did have one kind of scrimmage day, and I think Santon lit up a couple people, and Hideoff might have hit a couple, but
What about this Wardeen kid? Does he hit anybody?
Yeah, he's a big boy. If you can catch him, he's a fast kid. he moves for a big boy, though. He's fun to hang out with. We hang out with him about every night. So
we're talking with Spencer Fecht from Axtell here at the 8-Man All-Star Camp. What's the week been like for you? I mean, some of the guys here went through all-star games already, whether it's been basketball or whatever. What's the week been like on the practice field, and then some of the things that you've got to do off the field?
It's been a lot of fun. The practice field, it's something different because, you know, everybody out there is able. Sometimes playing with your team, maybe there's a couple guys that may be a weak link. Not here. I mean, you're definitely not the best player here anymore. And off the field, we've been having a lot of fun. We went to the air show last night and went to the film at the IMAX and hung out at Champions one night. They're keeping us pretty busy.
Now, that Champions thing, there's always some competition within the competition. What went on?
Yeah.
Who was the champ of, like, bowling and putt-putt golf? And
Drew Witovic just slaughtered us in putt-putt. I mean, there was no way we were even going to get close to him. I think he was up on us after nine holes by, like, eight strokes. We weren't even close. But the go-karts, me and Wardeen, we were hanging out, trying to have some fun, and Kenny decides he wants to make it a big competition, goes around us. So that was a surprise.
Anybody really sore? You've been playing basketball games. Total different set of muscles to use to come over here. How are the bodies holding up?
I mean, there's a couple guys up there with ice right now, but really I don't think it's too bad. We're used to it. But carrying those pads around is a different thing again. A lot of headaches and sore necks, I think.
We're talking with Spencer Fecht. One of the questions I always like to ask, you have seen a few of the guys on your team or played against them. Who's maybe somebody that you hadn't played against or seen that it's really stuck out this week in practice?
I've always heard about Santon and Wardeen from Palmer just because they've been starting for so long and they're really good wrestlers and stuff. And it's kind of nice to see what they can do because I haven't played them since sophomore year. And they really, because there's guys that really were bigger names there at that time, but they're really good. And I've never played with Petrovic and Campbell. I've seen Campbell play, and I knew he was a great player, but he is tough. I mean, he's football fast. He's fast on the track, but he's really football fast.
He's matured over the last
yeah.
season, I think,
yeah.
quite a bit.
Yeah, he's gotten a little bigger.
You look up and down this roster, you know, Derek Helms from Arapahoe stands out. He's been wrestling at All-Star Games. The Wardeen kid from Palmer. I mean, you just go up and down this roster. It seems like these kids have played in so many playoff games. And that's why, because they're such talented athletes.
Yeah. I don't know what the number of playoff games is here, but I bet there's a lot of final games. And
well, they went Gerard. Gerard Hodgson's in the house, too, from Overton, so it's always nice to have him around.
Any of these guys you just, you know, still got a little beef with?
No, I really can't say I did. I mean, there's always been a little rivalry between Overton and Axtell, but Hodgson's a good guy. We don't really have a problem.
Well, it looks like it's going to be fun. We'll let you get to lunch, Spencer, and have a great game on Saturday. You're headed to Nebraska Wesleyan. I guess before we let you go, tell the fans out there that have followed you through your high school career what they're expecting out of you at Wesleyan.
Yeah, I'll be going to Wesleyan, and I'm going to try out quarterback and see what I can do. And they said if I can't cut it, big deal. They want me to safety or receiver, something. Just going to go out and compete, have some fun.
Another kid with too much talent, Tony.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we should punch him in the face.
it doesn't matter what
Spencer Feck does. He's been successful on a lot of avenues in the sporting world.
Spencer, thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Good luck Saturday. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure watching these kids play throughout the year and then take it on to the next level. Well, Jack Wardine from Palmer is going to slide in here and join us as well and maybe talk a little bit about Spencer. But I'm just going to say, is that headset big enough? Is it fit, big fella?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
You know, Palmer is such a great community and has been such a great fan base. In fact, for the folks that don't know, they received an award this summer as the greatest fans in wrestling from the coaches or the officials association, and that was easy to see at the wrestling meet, and they're that way at football too. You and Riley and your teammates have been a big part of getting Palmer over the hump here. That had to be a lot of fun. What was that like, kind of turning the tradition around again?
Oh yeah, I remember watching when I was a little kid. You know, everybody was hoping to win a game or make it to playoffs, and now it's just kind of become a tradition out there, and everybody comes and watch, even if they have no association with the sport, wrestling or football whatsoever. They're coming out there to watch, and it's just a great feeling to know that there's tons of people out there just watching and cheering you on, win or lose.
Jack, when you came over here, did you know the positions? The coaches relayed to that? Are they moving you around?
Well, I'm going to UNK to play D-tackle, but they said I was probably going to play some O-line over here, and that's fine with me. I'll block for somebody so I can get a touchdown. I just want to win. That's all I care about.
And that's a lot more fun, too. Maybe it's the last time you're going to get to do this because you know pretty much what you're going to be doing for the next 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they said maybe later in the game I'll get to play some D, but, I mean, I'm just out there to have fun. I don't really care.
You want to kick?
Put the ball on the tee, that thing's gone.
Well, what about the coaches here? They've been riding you pretty hard. I mean, the coaches, let's hear about them. What's been going on with them? Now, remember, they get to talk after you. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, coaches are good, you know, on the field and everything like that. As for after practice and early in the mornings, you know, yeah, I'll just say that much.
Don't see him much after practice. Don't know what's happening over here.
You get a flavor. You bring your coach over here to get have him one more game.
Oh yeah, that's just great honor. You know, like I've had the privilege of having him my whole high school career in wrestling and in football and even a little in track or whatever. But it's just, I mean, I've learned so much from him as a coach. So, and it's just been easy not having to change at all. So.
Jack, I got to ask you this. They want you to redshirt at UNK, which is something that when you get a program like UNK is established and it gets a reputation number six in the country a year ago, you start to look at the depth, and then they're developing depth, and they don't want, you know, they want to hold you back a year to learn the system and then plug you into it. Is that something you embrace? Is that something that frustrates you? How do you look at that position you're in?
Well, I thought it was kind of a good idea, you know. I know I'm not fully mature as a college athlete yet, you know, them junior and senior guys, I mean, they shove me down quicker than you could think and everything. So, I mean, I need time, you know, get some muscle tone and get a little bit of speed on me and learn the system before I can get out there.
Where are you going to put the rest of the muscles? Good Lord. Jack Wardine of Palmer is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're at the 8-man camp. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, Daddy. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got a question here for Jack. It's from Michael in Sutton. He says, you want to go again? I want my point back. That's what it says right there.
You know what? I got Jack, I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was one of the best wrestling. I'm not a big wrestling fan. You have an opportunity to go against Michael Schaaf in the state finals, and then there's a weird call at the end. Would you say a strange call at the end?
Yeah, it was a strange call. I mean, I'm not, you know, it's, I hate to win like that, you know. I mean, it just kind of makes you feel, you know, yeah, you won just because of the penalty point or something like that. But, I mean, I guess I'll take it even though. But
is that immediate? Your reaction was like, what just happened?
Well, yeah, I was kind of like, well, I knew, you know, that it was supposed to be a penalty point, but I was like, God, I don't really want to celebrate after this that much, you know. Yeah, I was happy, but it just...
Yeah, that official ought to be...
Well, you were going to win anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
We asked Spencer the same question. Who's a kid that you hadn't played with or seen that's kind of impressed you here at camp?
I got to say, Spencer said Campbell. You know, he I've actually never seen him play, but I've just, you know, heard he was a good running back. But he's got some quick feet on him. He's pretty good.
Is there any difference? Because for the fans that don't know for sure, I mean, there is the D2 and the D1, and all the 8-man kids are here. There's probably no difference. You can't tell if they're a D1 or a D2 kid, can you?
Oh, no. I mean, they play D2 because, you know, they weren't D1. But otherwise, you know, same style, same everything. There's nothing different.
Jack, when you look at the East team, are there kids that you're looking forward to going against, matching up against, or just because they've got two kids from Howells, you just want to beat them?
I don't really know. They can match anybody up against us, but ain't going to happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This should be a victory within hand by halftime?
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a prediction. I think we have our first prediction. Well, Jack, we'll let you get to lunch. I know it's a busy day for you guys. We look forward to you coming over to Kearney and harassing you for the next few years there, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Wardine from Palmer here at the 8-Man All-Star Football Game. Going to be anchoring that line for the West All-Stars. We need to take a break, but when we come back...
Is he related to... Is that Warren Kaiser? Yeah, I can see a little bit of that.
Well, you can tell this kid is smarter and got a lot more athletic ability. I'll tell you that right now. But we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with the coaches, plus from the East, Garrett Sobota of Lawrence Nelson is going to join us. So we'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Farmers and ranchers, your days are getting longer and tougher, but Kearney Yamaha will ease your workload with a new Yamaha Grizzly 700. Featuring fuel injection, a fully automatic transmission, independent rear suspension, and four-wheel disc brakes, the Grizzly 700 will make irrigating and moving cattle much easier.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. We can save you over $1,000 on a new Yamaha Grizzly 700, so hurry in to Kearney Yamaha today.
ATVs are recommended only for use by those 16 years and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
The 17th annual Ravenna Tractor Pull will be pulling two nights. That's right, you get two nights of pulling action June 18th starting at 7 p.m. and the 19th starts at 5, all in Anavar Park. Brought to you by Loprino Foods, RAI of Nebraska, New Tech Seed, Town and Country Bank, The Dewdrop, Zorb Farms, and Flashbacks Bar and Grill, all of Ravenna. Get in on dirt flinging, engine roaring, smoke tractor pulling action. See you at Anavar Park, June 18th and 19th.
Hey kids, come join us at Builders this Saturday from 10 till 2 and build a great toolbox to share with Dad for Father's Day. The cost is just $7 per child, and you'll assemble a toolbox that you or Dad can use or save it for the bookshelf and share a great memory. No power tools will be used. Clinic is intended for children 4 to 9 years old. Parental assistance is welcome and encouraged. That's this Saturday, anytime from 10 till 2 at Builders in Kearney, where we do Father's Day best.
Builders does it best.
This is serious. Oh, Derek Fisher in his 198th career playoff game.
And so it comes down to a game seven.
Reverse layup. Lakers up 6. Rajon Rondo misses the jumper.
For all the NBA marbles.
Kobe fouls Kendrick Perkins. Perkins goes down. What happened?
L.A. shuts down Boston in game 6.
For Glenn Davis misses the layup.
And the battered Celtics have to prove they want it
Doc more. Rivers not happy.
And naturally, we'll have game 7 for all the marbles. Thursday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460. And 1550.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop today with an isolated chance for some showers or storms, especially areas further to the east. Highs reach near 90 with south winds turning to the west later in the day at 15 to 25. 63 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
So live your life. Hey, hey, hey. You steady chasing that dead car, just live your life.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show, live here on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. We're at the 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. The game's coming up Saturday at 1:30. You'll be able to hear it, of course, on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kickoff's at 1:30. That'll be followed by the Shrine Game from Lincoln at 6:30. First time they've been on the same day, and hopefully the last. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Coming up, we'll talk with the coaches here. Garrett Sabota's going to slide in from a Lawrence Nelson and talk with him in just a moment. But getting some emails on this Celtics-Laker thing, and that's our Bull or No Bull for the day. Not Chicago Bulls, but the Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull. Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island says take a look at their Toro Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider because summer's too short to be cutting the grass all the time. Celtics will win tonight. Bull or No Bull, Danny.
That's No Bull. They're the better team. Rondo comes through tonight. Gets a little bit of energy. I got to say, they will win.
We have a very long email sent to me here from El Conquistador. Doug, you must be kidding me. The Celtics didn't care about Game 6, which is what I said yesterday. My point was they had to either pick play Game 6 or pick to play Game 7. So traveling across country, the old man decided to go through a glorified practice, and it showed they scored 67 points. And I said that was going to happen before it actually happened. So I just, you know, clarifying that. Pretty sure that was to win a championship, says Conquistador. I'm sure they got up in the morning and said, let's blow off this game and save it all for Game 7. It takes me back to 93 when the Huskers got up in the morning and said, let's let Florida State win this national championship. We'll win one next year. Do you think about these things before you speak? You're better than that. Get your act together. Love, El Conquistador. Who can't spell Conquistador right. So that's awful nice. Second one comes in here to the Net Popper inbox. This one comes from Mark in Minden. Game 7 of the NBA championship is tonight. Make sure you talk more about LeBron than the game, like the rest of ESPN is doing.
You know what? How big?
I'm taking Boston tonight. The spread is Lakers by 7, we are told. I think it'll be closer than that. I took Boston before the series, so take them again tonight. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The Lakers are a very, very good team. And there's at least a couple of people here in the room, including our water boy, Darren, who says the Lakers are going to roll tonight.
He's all ready. He's all jacked up for this game.
So much disappointment still ahead of him in his life. The young water boy here to talk about.
How big of a deal is Perkins being gone?
I think the bad thing there is Big Baby's going to have to get up and down the floor. If they have to match up with Pau Gasol, he's going to be able to get up and down the floor. But let's remember, these are the best athletes in all of the NBA. It's not like they're dropping off from the greatest player ever to you. They will be doing okay. So I think it's going to be a great game. We'll talk more about it here in a little bit. Fire off your thoughts, your emails on our Bull or No Bull topic to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are at the 8-Man All-Star High School football game. It's going to be played on Saturday, camp today. We've talked to a couple of players from the West already, Spencer Feck from Axtell and Jack Wardine from Palmer. So let's get the East perspective, one of those kids that's already been playing in some All-Star games and just doesn't want to go home, apparently, is Garrett Sabota from Lawrence Nelson. Hi, Garrett.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Now, the West kind of a little cocky there, especially that Wardine kid. What are we going to do about this? Give me why the East is going to win this game on Saturday.
Well, the East has been losing the last couple of years and ready to get back on the winning side.
Garrett, when you come from a town like Lawrence Nelson, getting coached by a legendary coach like Coach DeBoer, talk about that experience and just your 4 years there and what you learned from him.
Coaching for someone like DeBoer, you learn a lot of things. He teaches you everything you need to know. You're ready to play every game. You know what they're going to do. You're just always ready, always got a shot of winning.
When you play at a place like Lawrence Nelson that's expected to win every year, you hear that from the brothers, the dads, the uncles. Is that always on going over there?
Yeah, everybody wants you to win. It's pretty big talk.
What about what you're expecting in the game? What do they have you doing? Where are you going to be playing?
They got me playing at linebacker. Pretty fun position. It's where I played all 4 years for DeBoer. I think he's taught me stuff where I can play with the rest of them here.
Yeah, when you come over here and you get to play your position, you know that position, they say, there's the ball, go get the ball, and you just chase the whole time, or the things you gotta remember for some keys that maybe change things up over here with the level of talent that's on the other side.
Well, it's pretty much the same. You gotta read your guards, just kinda remember what's going on, remember the fundamentals, and then get the ball.
Karen Sabota's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The West is talking like they might throw the ball around a little bit, which is kind of different for an All-Star game. Usually you see who can run it the best and just try to run over people. They're going to keep your eyes open a little bit more instead of just looking in the backfield, I suppose.
Yeah, trying to cover. I'm not the best at it, but it's something different, fun to do.
What about some of the guys that are on your team? I asked the other guys this, too. Who are a couple of the guys on your team that you haven't had a chance to play against that have been pretty impressive in camp so far?
Well, the Howls, since the reputation they got, just kind of fun to play with them, see what their coach teaches them and see how they play.
When they don't get a sweep called in the huddle every other play, do they get mad and pout or anything?
No, actually, they're both on defense, so.
Oh.
They'll be wearing the toilet seat, be running after it, it'll be all over. We kidded with the other guys. What's the coaching staff been like for the East so far this week?
Well, I think they've been running us too hard and too much conditioning. But
other than that, it's been a riot.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Practice is pretty fun.
What's up next for you? What's the college plans? What's the future hold for you?
Well, I'm just going to CCC here, and then I'm going to transfer to UNK or UNL, I think. No sports.
I think you're okay. That'd be a good place for you. We'll watch after you.
All right.
Garrett, we'll let you get to lunch. I know you're hanging out here, so waiting to get over there. And I know, what are they feeding you today? You know what they're feeding you?
Nope.
Okay, well, we'll let you get over there before it's all gone. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes, and good luck in the game on Saturday.
All right, thanks for having me.
Lawrence Nelson, Garrett Sabota, got a chance to watch him play in the All-Star game last week over at Minden, and a very talented athlete, and I'm just glad to have him along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, you always make a prediction on this game, and usually it's wrong. Have you got a feeling yet, or are you going to wait for the coaches to speak?
Well, I'm going to wait for the coaches to speak. But boy, after Jack Wardeen, how do you go against the West? A lot of confidence there.
Well, you just don't want him to beat you up.
Well, that's true.
I've seen some of these kids walk through here, and we're going to get the perspective here of the East coach, my favorite, Jim Clarkson from Clarkson. And, of course, the fun thing is with the All-Star Game Shrine and the eight-man, before you're a head coach, you have to be here and go through it as an assistant coach, kind of learn what goes on and the really important things that you have to organize after practice. And, Coach, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We usually were over here a little earlier in the week, but being later in the week, I'm guessing pretty much everything's in. You got probably a little light workout tomorrow. How's things coming along with your squad?
Well, so far so good, I hope. It's hard to judge. We think we got everything in we need to get in, and we're just hoping we're ready to play. I know the West is going to be awfully talented, and it's we don't have scouting film and stuff like you'd have during the regular season, so it's going to be fun. It's just a great experience. The kids they're awesome, and they're smart. Much easier to coach them than our freshman back home in Clarkson.
Well, I heard your water boy's been a spy. He's been over there trying to find out what the other team's doing.
Well, he's kind of born that way since he lives in Howell and he's over in Clarkson half the time. So, he's a good school agent for us. We just act like he's a spy for them.
Jim, how many of these kids on the East did you get a chance to see last year?
Actually, quite a bit of them. We got a lot of Northeast Nebraska kids on our team, and so we've seen we've got a lot of conference kids from our Cornhusker Conference up there, and so we've seen a lot of them in person or on film, majority of them probably.
Which ones that you haven't seen stand out to you as you get through practice this week?
Alex Dose from Hampton. I'm very impressed by him. He's a kid you heard a lot over the last 4 years, but I've never seen him play. And he's a good running back. He's a real deal.
Is the game plan see what you can do on the ground? I know both the coaches and all the staff are sitting in here, but I don't think there's probably a whole lot of secrets about what you guys are going to try and do.
No, it's not a big mystery. Up in our neck of the woods, we try and run the football quite a bit, and we got some great running backs, like Yacouris and Dosey and Mole from Bancroft. So we're going to try and run the ball. Hopefully we can sneak around some of their big guys. If not, then I guess it's just throw caution to the wind and we'll throw the ball up and see what happens.
Everybody wants to know, who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback?
For us, it's going to be the majority of the snaps will probably be taken by Kalen Cook from Windside. He's not a very big guy, but he's got a lot of heart. He's very quick. He's a state champion wrestler, so he's no stranger to success, and he's used to being the small guy. And Brian Steffensmeyer from Clarkson, he'll play semi quarterback as well.
Jim Clarkson, the head coach at Clarkson, is the head coach of the East here at the Sertoma eight-man game. You touched on a couple, but there's kids from Shelby, there's kids from Allen, there's kids from Bloomfield, Cedar Rapids that no one in this area has most likely seen unless they're related to them. Is there some kid off of a team like that maybe fans could keep an eye on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of them. Riley Mole from Bancroft, which I'm sure no one around here probably gets to see them very often. He's an excellent football player. You mentioned Cedar Rapids, the Zuha kid. He's a fun kid. He's a good kid to be around. He has a good motor. You know, the Howells boys are the Howells boys. They're just fundamentally sound. They do everything very well. So there's a lot of people in your area that you probably don't see, but they're very good football. There's a lot of good football, especially eight-man football up in our neck of the woods.
Just by looking at the weights on these teams, look like you guys may be a little bit undersized. You're going to have to use your speed and try and get outside on them.
Undersized is being generous, but yeah, hopefully we can get some bodies on some bodies and somehow work our way down the field.
Is that the biggest concern?
Yeah, it is going to be a concern up front. You said you sat here with Wardeen. He's a big hoss. I got that kid from Ewing, too. I mean, those guys eat the cafeteria dry every day, I think. So they're going to be concerned, but we got some good, tough kids, and they're competitors. We got a lot of kids who played on state championship teams and, you know, and been in tough spots, so they'll be all right, I think.
You're 6 miles from Howells. Everybody in central Nebraska wants to know, how do you stop that sweep?
Play with 11 people? We don't very often. Yeah.
We're like everybody else. We don't very often. Now, they just do what they do. They do it so well. You know, it's one of those things that's, I hate to give Spears too much credit. You know, we're good friends, but it's kind of like Nebraska back in the day a little bit. You know, it's actually more complicated than it looks. He has a lot of different blocking schemes, and, you know, he runs a sweep 4 or 5 different ways. You know, it's the same play, but it's blocked differently and do different things. So it's tough. Of course, when you have someone like Clint Bell in it, it makes a big difference, too. So sometimes we would hit him at the line of scrimmage and fall forward for 60 yards. So
wouldn't be the only team that did that.
You bring that up, him not being here, how much did that hurt this team this week?
It hurt us quite a bit. You know, we have 4 players that would be probably playing for us right here that they're on the Shrine Bowl. I think the West only has 1. So we had a Bell and a kid, of course. You know, he's, you know, just reading the papers and talking to Spears down at the Shrine Bowl. He's doing a real nice job down there. So miss him. And the Krings kid from St. Francis, he's a heck of a football player. And Limpke from Sterling is another big guy we're missing. And, of course, Nate Most, who, you know, set the record for the passing there in the state of Nebraska, and he's down at the Shrine Bowl as well. So we lost some really good all-state players to that game, but we replaced them pretty well.
2 great games, 2 great causes. It's just a shame they got to be on the same weekend this year.
That is too bad, but I guess that's the flip side. I guess if you're a casual sports fan, you can get a nice doubleheader in for the day, but it is too bad that we don't eat here on day.
Yeah, I think we come to a count of 5 kids that played 8-man ball that made the Shrine game. And, of course, Mike is the head coach this year of the North squad, and you'll hear that right after the 8-man game on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5. And, Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time and having us over here. Have a great game on Saturday.
Thank you, guys, and I appreciate you guys covering us.
You bet. Jim Clarkson, he is the head coach at Clarkson. He's the head coach this year for the East All-Stars. We'll get the West perspective in just a moment as Daddy is sizing up some of the kids. See, he doesn't look that smart.
Well,
I mean he just Santine, you know. So he's a whiz, you know. And he was taking all of Wardeen's tests all the time. And he gets into college. I'll tell you what, that's a teammate right there.
Look at that guy is behind him. That's a flock of hair, isn't it? Look at that. Look at these kids. They have no idea what a barbershop is.
Well, that's what happens when they give them a triple medium and they have to cut the sleeves off.
It just doesn't
fit. We'll take a break and come back and talk with the head coach of the West All-Stars, Scott Johnson from Medicine Valley, right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This Father's Day weekend, I will not let Dad build a gazebo for Mom.
I will just paint the bathroom Mom has been begging him to paint.
I will not let my dad fix the sink.
I will go to Ace and I will fix it for him.
And then I will sell all of Dad's leisure suits while he naps.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. This Father's Day weekend at Ace, get the Craftsman Auto Hammer for just $99.99. The top Craftsman tools are now available at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace Hardware Store. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop today with an isolated chance for some showers or storms, especially areas further to the east. Highs reach near 90 with south winds turning to the west later in the day at 15 to 25. 63 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Yes, Grant Gebhardt just walked through. I'm blessed to see another one of the all. Yeah, they just keep walking. Isn't that what they do? We're at the 8-Man All-Star Camp as we get ready to talk a little more football here. We're going to talk with the head coach from the West All-Stars from Medicine Valley, Scott Johnson, in just a moment. But, Daddy, I go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. I'll just go ahead and read this as it says it. This is from Greg in Roseland. He goes, question for Jim Clarkson. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Mike Spears coach last year's East team and lose? No, he didn't, but they did lose. He goes, my prediction is the East will receive superior coaching this year and win. Scott Johnson from Medicine Valley would like to refute that. Scott, big prediction here. You going to roll on Saturday?
I don't think I'd say that. But, I think both squads have a lot of talented players. You know, you take the top 48 kids in the state of Nebraska in 8-man football, and I think it'll be an exciting game to watch.
I want to ask you this before Tony chimes in. The Shrine game has had so much trouble maybe filling their roster. The top kids now that are going D1 are basically being told don't play in the game and show up to our camp, and that was one of the reasons the Shrine tried to move it up so maybe that they could play and then go off to when they had to report. That doesn't seem to be a problem really with the 8-man game, does it?
No, I don't think it does. I think a lot of the 8-man kids, they're not a lot of D1 caliber kids. They're going to the the UNKs, the Shadron States, the UNOs and that place, so it's a
Not that big of a thing
for those kids. They have the opportunity to play, and we were very fortunate this year. We only had two kids turn us down from our initial squad that we picked.
Scott, how many of these kids did you see during your year this year?
We didn't see very many. We played Axtell. We saw Spencer. We played UC Farnham. We saw Drew Vitovic, and we didn't play Hayes Center. I watched them play in the playoffs, but really, on that squad, there's only about three or four kids that we actually played and saw.
And those were pretty easy picks when it came down to it.
Yeah,
you knew those three. So then you start looking around. How difficult was it to pick the other kids on your squad?
It was pretty difficult, but my two assistants, they both, with Palmer, with Coach Klaus at Palmer, he saw a lot of the kids that, I hadn't seen, and Coach Fangmart Myrna, he saw a lot of the kids that, so it really worked out pretty good that we were able to see a lot of the kids that were selected.
Scott Johnson from Medicine Valley is joining us here. Talk about your kid there and Trevor Wells and what he brings to the table.
Trevor's just a smart kid. He's been a quarterback for me at Medicine Valley for the last couple of years. He blew his knee out mid-season his junior year. Was having a great season, having 800 yards passing in three games, and blew his knee out. And he came back his senior year, worked hard, weight room, built it up, had a great senior season. And the nice thing about it, he knows our offense. He knows what we like to do, and he's kind of like another when we're going through plays.
Throwing the ball around, something maybe a lot of all-star games and teams don't have a chance to do. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We also like to run the ball. We like to spread the field, but we'll run out of the spread. We'll throw out the spread. So we try to keep it, keep teams off balance.
Celtics or Lakers?
I really hate both of them, but if I had to pick, I'd hope to pick the Lakers.
Let's get back. We'll get back to football talk. What concerns you the most about the East? We asked Coach Clarkson. He says your size is going to be the advantage for you. What concerns you about them? And if you say speed, then I'm going to have to smack you because that's what happens all the time, size versus speed.
You know, Coach Clarkson, he's got a great program. He runs at Clarkson, you know, and he's a great coach, and he's going to teach those kids what they want to do. You know, they've got a lot of talent on that team. You know, they may not be very big, but you look down the list at all the kids that have played in state quarterfinals, state semifinals, state final football games. You know, they've played in the big games. They know what it takes to get to that point.
You know what? I got to ask you about Jack Ordean. He's one of the bigger ones on the roster. You get him on the offensive side of the ball. Was that a decision you made early on?
Yeah, I think it was. When we met, last January to kind of pick the team, we kind of tried to set up a team where we could, you know, rotate kids and platoon so we didn't have to play a lot of kids both ways. And Jack was kind of one of those that we kind of wanted to have on the offensive side as a protector for pass. But, you know, he's a big boy that can run, and he likes to pull block, trap block. And he's a character on the field. He's a fun kid to have around. You know, he keeps everybody loose and always has some joke to tell some kid. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun to have him.
Do we have a kicker?
Yeah, we do. Philip Tramer from Ewing kicks the ball well.
But if you go for two, Wardine gets the ball?
Yeah, we did actually the other day put in a heavy set where we had a Chad Rokar from Ewing and Wardine in the backfield as our fullback tailback. So just to make Coach Clarkson a little nervous.
I think he's tearing up over there. I don't think that's such a great – we talked with Coach Clarkson. Again, you have to be an assistant before you become the head coach. And anytime the All-Star games are together or the clinic or whatever, it seems like you learn a lot off the field and you take that back. What did you learn maybe as an assistant coach coaching all these All-Stars that maybe you implemented at Medicine Valley? Because obviously the program there is starting to turn in the right direction.
You know, I think when I was here back in 2003, you know, you see the talent level of, you know, you go home and you see your players, and like Coach Clarkson said, you got your freshmen that you tell them over and over and over again, do this. Well, you come out here, you think something's going to take you 20 minutes to work on and practice, and in 5 minutes you're done, and you're like, okay, now what do we do? You know, it's just amazing to work with 24 talented athletes.
When you get those talented athletes, how difficult is it keeping them happy? You know, some of them are playing defense, probably would rather be on the other side of the ball, and so forth.
You know, we talked about that the other day. It's amazing how the kids kind of work that stuff out themselves. You know, you got a lot of egos maybe coming in. A lot of kids that have played, they're used to playing running back, they're used to playing defensive back. That, you know, we're going to platoon a lot of kids and not have to play both sides of the ball. And, you know, they've worked a lot of that them out themselves. You know, we got a couple kids we're going to flop back and forth of it. You know, just watch them in practice, you know. They just kind of take care of it themselves. We didn't have to do a lot of worrying about that.
What about these Hayes Center kids? Daddy keeps bringing up Howells on the other side. I'll tell you what, when you got Mr. Smith and Campbell on your team, are they going to be carrying the load of the load, or we got a couple other kids that want to get back there too?
You know, we're going to play both the Hayes Center kids right now on defense. Master Smith and Clifford, both those kids, you know, they started at Hayes Center since they were freshmen. They're just football smart. You know, that you walk and watch by, and they're not the biggest kids in the world, but you get them out on the field, and they're just football savvy.
You've got your kid at quarterback. Who else can play quarterback for you?
Andrew Christian from Anselmo is going to be our other quarterback. He throws the ball well also. You know, they didn't throw a ball a lot at Myrna, but get him out on the field here and running our spread stuff, and he throws well.
Makes me wonder what that coach up there is thinking.
Yeah, it does.
Scott Johnson from Medicine Valley is with us here at the eight-man camp. Talk about the experience and some of the things. There is a reason that this game is here. The Sertoma puts it on. I know they do a lot of work. You guys have a lot of fun in the evening, in the morning when you're not practicing. There's a lot of fun things going on. But really, what are you hoping that everybody takes away from this?
Yeah, you know, I just hope the kids can take away that this was a lot of fun. That, you know, you realize what you're playing for, to help the hearing impaired and that. But we also wanted to, you know, express to them kids, you know, you're here for a reason. You're one of the best athletes, but we're not going to, you know, we want you to have a lot of fun. You got to get to know the kids. The best part, I think, is getting to know some of these kids that you don't see, and you know, some of them we compete against, but then now they're on your team, you kind of get to know them in a different perspective, and it's been a lot of fun just to get to know them.
Well, Coach, what's still to do between now and Saturday?
You know, I really don't know. I think of it like the first game of the season every year. Kind of go in your head, did I do this, did I put this in? So hopefully I think we've got everything in. It's just a matter of fine-tuning.
We'll let you get out of here. We appreciate you giving us some time, Coach, and best of luck on Saturday.
All right, thanks for having me.
You bet. He's the head coach at Medicine Valley, and this year the head coach of the West All-Stars in the Sertoma 8-man game, Scott Johnson.
from Medicine Valley, and we appreciate him joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got one final break, a few other sports topics that we want to touch on, but before we go into the break, a reminder that the 5th Annual Jersey's Four-Person Golf Scramble is set for tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Meadowlark Hills, and they still have a room for a couple of teams, so if you want to get in, stop by Jersey's or give them a call. Sign-up sheets are there. They're filling up fast with just a couple of spots left. All participants are entered into a drawing to win a trip for two for 3 days, two nights, to their choice of one of 20 locations. 20 locations across the world, Tony, and not just here in the state of Nebraska. They're all over the place. Meadowlark Hills, $75 per person. You get the cart, the green fees, the drink tickets, and again, the 10% discount on the bar tab at Jersey's tomorrow night. And again, if you do it right, then the $75 entry fee is free. You just get a big enough bar tab tomorrow night.
Well, you pick the right numbers at Keno, you win more money anyway. It's pretty simple.
It's the 5th Annual Four-Person Scramble at Jersey's, as I can hear the groans already from the coaches here. Jersey's 5th Annual Four-Person Scramble. Stop by and see them today. They tee off tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll be back with more from the 8-man camp here in Hastings right after this.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX 423 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower mower with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. And at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. For the best selection of Toro mowers, see the helpful folks at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
Hey, Greeny, we should go fishing sometime.
Go like you and the outdoors, what's not to like?
Oh, forgot. You're allergic to nature.
And to you.
Well, Greeny, the Bass Pro Shop's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway has a prize package even you would like.
That's right. Visit ESPNRadio.com and see how you could win the Bass Pro Fishing Package valued at over $3,500.
It includes rods, reels, and loads of Bass Pro and Under Armour gear, plus Greeny's favorite, the Kevin Van Dam Sexy Shad Kit.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops today.
This Father's Day weekend at Outback, we're preparing only the freshest ingredients to make Dad a meal to remember. So come in this Father's Day and try our signature sirloin with succulent crab legs for just $13.95. Plus, this Father's Day weekend, every dad gets a free gift, and one lucky dad at each restaurant can win free Outback for a year. So cruise into Outback this Father's Day weekend and give Dad a chance to win free Outback all year long. Open at 11 on Father's Day. It's always fresh in the Outback. Price, products, and participation may vary. See Outback.com for details.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you ever miss any of the shows, you can check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal of the Loft. All you have to do is log on to ESPN Superstation and hear all the great interviews and some of the talk that we have, and we keep them up there for a long time. So if you missed anything in the last couple days, last couple weeks, last couple months, they're all up there for you. Tomorrow on the show, we will be at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We'll talk to the TCU baseball coach. We've got a couple of other special guests that we're going to talk to. Also, a lot of football talk tomorrow. Got a couple of folks on the line, not confirmed yet, but that we hope to have
join us tomorrow in Hastings. But right now, Daddy, as we do every Thursday, Joe DeMail joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, Joe, how's it going this morning?
Good, it's going fantastic. How you doing?
Well, we're getting through. We're talking a lot of football up here at the high school and, of course, the college level and the realignment. But good news yesterday, the Royals are going to have the All-Star game in 2012. Who's the All-Star this week, Joe? Who's the guy that has stepped up and folks need to make sure are in their fantasy lineup? And it always seems to be a name that you're not used to hearing, and that's why he's probably not in your starting lineup. Who had the hot hand this week?
The guy we like is Brendan Bosch in Detroit. He's been absolutely extraordinary all season. This week he's been white hot, and we were keeping him on our ad list until his name disappears from at least 75% of the leagues that he's available in. So he's got a way to go on that, and we think the guy is just a special player.
Joe Hanley Ramirez entered Wednesday on pace for 30 stolen bases. If you get that much production from him in stolen base department, that's just an extra, right?
Well, I mean, you count on him to be five categories. So you count on Hanley for at least 25 SBs, 30 home runs, 105, 110 runs, 105, 110 runs scored, and a .325 batting average. He hasn't hit this season like he's expected to hit, and he's running behind in almost every category except for steals. Hanley was probably the second or at worst the third person taken off the board this year behind Pujols and maybe ahead of Ryan Braun. But Hanley is still underachieving for where he was drafted.
Joe DeMail of FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us as he does every Thursday. And if you have a question for him, always fire us an email. Fire Joe an email. He does a great job of getting back to folks on his side, obviously, at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. And Joe, I've asked you the question before. I'll ask you again because it's always a different set of circumstances. With everybody playing interleague play and this and the long stretch of interleague play, there's always a matchup that is good this week or maybe these 2 weeks that aren't good the rest of the season. Do you have a player or two that fits that bill?
Well, I mean, the issue with the interleague is getting enough data on the respective hitters and pitchers. Most of these young fellows have not even seen the folks in their own league. Nevertheless, the folks in the rival league. So it makes matchups and finding great opportunities a bit more challenging than it is when they're playing against each other in the same league. There's a lot more information available. But there's always a couple of guys that that kind of stick out. Armando Galarraga versus the D-backs has reasonable start against them. Paul Mahalam versus the Indians is another guy who has a decent start against them. That's for tomorrow. If you're looking for some hitting, Scott Rolen just destroys Cliff Lee, and Carlos Guillen has been very solid against Edwin Jackson. Both of those guys will be for tomorrow as well. Going into the weekend, if you're looking for a guy that might be useful, try Chris Medlin. He has no record versus the Royals. He's from Atlanta. But he is solid at home. He's pitching to a sub-3 ERA in 25 innings at home. And as for hitting on Saturday, Kelly Shopik and Adam Kennedy. Shopik is actually 6-for-10 against Nate Robertson. Might be useful if you want to plug him in to catch a position. And Adam Kennedy is 4-for-7 with an extra base hit against Gavin Floyd.
Joe, one of the people that we've grown up watching and loving to watch play the game of baseball is Chipper Jones. Did not have a good season up to this point and is looking to retire. What do you do with Chipper if he's on your team?
Well, I mean, if Bobby Cox has him in the starting lineup, then he should be in your starting lineup. He still has some pop in his bat. The real problem with Chipper, guys, as you know, is his inability to play consistently over the course of the season. He's been on countless DL stints and even more countless 2-, 3-, and 4 game hiatuses, most recently for a finger injury. And Chipper Jones has had a great career. He's an amazing player and still has merit in fantasy, but you have to have a plan B. If he's playing for third base or CI or utility for you, you have to carry a backup. You have to handcuff somebody to him because he'll miss that many games during the course of the season.
Joe, Celtics or Lakers tonight?
You got to like the Lakers. I mean, they just dismantled the Celtics the other night, and that's a hard kind of game to come back from. Kendrick Perkins is going to be out for the game, which means they're going to have to adjust in the middle, and neither Rasheed Wallace has that presence that Perkins has, that bulk, and Baby Davis is too small. The only leveling could be if Bynum can't go. Bynum can't go, then there will be some issues there. But I think Paul Gasol is going to run free and look for Lamar Odom to come up. And we know that Kobe Bryant's probably the best closer in the game at the moment.
Joe, great stuff as always. We'll visit with you again next week. Fans out there, fantasyplayersedge.com is where all the information comes from. Thanks so much, Joe.
I appreciate it, guys. Take good care. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, buddy, take care. Joe DeMeo joins us every Thursday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where today we're live on the road. Tomorrow we're live on the road in Hastings both days. And, of course, when you're thinking baseball, you're thinking Misco Sports. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week. They will be closed this Father's Day, so they'll be open 6 days this week. Or if you think Sunday's the first day of the week, they'll be open 6 days next week, however you want to go about it. All I know is that if you want baseball and softball clubs, whether it's for the little kids, the guys, the gals, they're there. Easton, Louisville, Mizuno, Wilson, they've got bats for every level of player, and even you, yes, and cleats from Adidas, Nike, Mizuno. If you're getting the travel team together, I know that some of the coaches tell me, yeah, we're wrapping up with our state tournament this weekend, and then we get into our travel league here over the next month and a half. They can get you set up with the uniforms. If you're just out to try and get in shape, running shorts, the hats, nice t-shirts, you may not get some of these Big 12 hats much longer, so check out Misco Sports. Husker gear there for you as well. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, open late on Thursday, and this is
Thursday.
They'll be there until 8 o'clock tonight. Of course, Danny, as we've had the pleasure to talk to some of the eight-man players and, of course, the coaches, next week a bunch of these kids are playing more football in the annual eight-man Nebraska-Kansas game, and that's when Clint Belenov, Howells, Nate Most of Giltner will come out of the Shrine game, and those kids that played the Shrine game will get to play in that, and that is next Saturday at Doan College at 7 o'clock. Jeff Ashby of Giltner, Ron Evans of Amherst are two of the four coaches. We'll have at least one of them on next week to talk about that, and Nebraska has done fairly well in these games.
Yeah,
first Oklahoma, now Kansas.
Right, yeah, first Oklahoma, that didn't work out so well. So, you know, they're playing a little bit better competitive games now, but a lot of fun for the kids.
Also a reminder that tonight at Hastings College, it is the annual Tribune Volleyball Classic. Some of the All-Stars from the Lou Platt Conference will take on what they call the Tribland roster, kids that made their all-Tribland team this past year. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. We'll be there tonight for that as well, starting at 7. Some of the other sports headlines of the day, before we get out of here, Phil Mickelson is even through six holes at the U.S. Open. Bjorn Jeltsin is 3-under through 8. Jim Furyk, 3-under through 7. Molinari is 2-under through 9. Mike Weir, 1-under. Tim Clark, 1-under. Justin Leonard, 1-under, all on the front 9. Utah joins the Pac-10 today, Daddy. No surprise?
No surprise. Another market that would want to have TV sets turned on. That's the Salt Lake City market.
Royals getting the All-Star game.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Finally, Kauffman Stadium getting, I guess, some publicity for as beautiful as it is. People, yeah, it's a little bit older, but they've done renovations to it lately, and it's still one of the most pretty stadiums to go to and watch a baseball game if there is in all of Major League Baseball.
Well, speaking of stadiums, the officials say construction at the new TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha, where they'll have the College World Series, is on schedule and on budget. Do you believe them?
Well, why not right now? They've got great weather to work with. I think... you know, it was ahead of schedule, I think, earlier. So, you know, right now, let's just get ready to go next year, fellas.
We had brought this up talking about the Cox Classic. Brandon Crick of McCook is receiving a sponsored exemption. He has told the Lincoln Journal Star that he is indeed going to turn pro before that event. A few people had said, why do you give an exemption to an amateur? Well, he will be a pro.
You know, I think it's an opportunity with big money on the line. Should he play well, certainly could compete at that level.
Well, Merritt, we'll give you one of the last words today. Who you got, Celtics or Lakers?
I got to root for the Celtics. They're my team.
Well, let's go back. I had a couple more emails before we get out of here today. And most of these folks are going with the Celtics, Daddy, which is kind of scary. But this one says, Celtics all the way tonight. Celtics are 7-0 all-time in the NBA Finals in Game 7. When the Celtics lose a game, they bounce right back and win. Plus, they have shown they can win in L.A. by winning Game 2. And there's another email with the Dent Popper inbox from Eric.
You know, it should be just a great basketball game tonight. You've got two storied franchises, Buttonhead, seventh game, winner takes all.
Well, let's throw her out. If we're done, Merritt, we can get on out of here. Is that okay with you?
Sounds wonderful to me.
All right, let's hit that close and get on out of here and thank all the fine folks here from the Sertoma 8-Man Game. Dennis Reese especially, he's the president now of the 8-Man Coaches Association and helped us get this set up here. The Loomis head football coach has been there. Well, coached against you, Daddy. Coached against you, so you know he's been there a little while. We want to thank him for all his help. The coaches, Scott Johnson of Medicine Valley, Jim Clarkson of Clarkson, the players, Garrett Sobota from Lawrence Nelson, Jack Wardina Palmer, and Spencer Feck of Axtell. If you missed any of it, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. The podcast will be up momentarily. Tomorrow, TCU baseball coach will be joining us among our other guests live from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah, look forward to that. ESPN Radio, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.